This is a meditation to guide firefighters through the challenging process of accepting loss, to suicide, finding compassion in their role, and releasing their emotional weight in a meaningful way. Each step integrates mindful and somatic elements for trauma-sensitive experiences. This is not a substitute for other medical or psychiatric assistance in processing these events. Let's begin by finding a comfortable seated position, letting your hands rest naturally in your lap. Take a few deep breaths, slowly inhaling through your nose and exhaling gently through your mouth. Allow your body to settle, allowing your mind to settle, and now you're exactly where you need to be right now. Slowly look upward, just a gentle 45-degree gaze, turning off that response. As you bring your attention to your hands, observe your hands as if you're seeing them for the first time. Notice their size, their strength, their capability, the story they tell. Notice any lines, marks, or soreness. These hands have held, healed, and protected. They've been a source of strength. Take a moment to feel each finger with the other hand, slowly one by one, noticing the spaces between the fingers. Maybe you want to squeeze them. And releasing any tension you might be holding right there. Now, as you hold this awareness of your hands, ask yourself, when was the last time you took 5 minutes to care for yourself? What does it feel like to be the giving hand? And what does it feel like to be the receiving hand? Just like this, you honor your own needs. Let yourself feel gratitude for this moment, this small act of care for you. Bring to mind the person you have lost, who made the choice to end their pain. They have reached their goal. Acknowledge that this was their choice, rooted in a deep need to find peace. Imagine their spirit feeling the presence of your team, knowing they were not alone. Feeling the quiet support you offered, honoring their journey. Take a few breaths here, allowing yourself to accept their pain has lifted. They are now safe and out of pain. Your love, your care remains with them, honoring their memory as you breathe. Now let's slowly release any tension in the body, easing the stress that may be held from this loss. Begin at your feet, gently feeling any sensation there and allowing relaxation to settle in. Move upward to your legs, releasing any tightness. Let the sense of release flow through your belly, chest, and shoulders, reminding yourself that they are now at peace and you too can find peace. Imagine breathing in love and acceptance for them and exhaling any pain you may be holding on to. As you breathe, feel into your belly, allowing the love you have for them to expand within you. Know that honoring them means healing the families, the community, and the people left behind. It is okay to feel the anger. Anger is your protection. It's protecting you from feeling your true emotions. You may feel empathy for your team also having witnessed this. You may be feeling for the families, but know that these people who committed this act felt that this was their only option. And by being beside someone and there for someone, during their time, during their life. That is what our purpose is. Understand that each soul came into this life with a lesson to learn, and they will continue learning beyond this life. The lessons we don't complete here are taken forward. There was nothing more that could be done here for them. But taking this time to recharge, to rebalance, means that you can be there in your next call. You may find someone who wants to be saved, someone ready to learn and grow in this life. You are here as a protector of bodies, not souls. Souls have their own journey, beginning with birth and finding freedom in death. Let this be your lesson to value life deeply, to connect with others, to find love, and to continue forward with purpose on your own path. Now, you're going to imagine that you're seated on a quiet train. Outside the window, you see a train station, and at the station, there's another version of you, one who holds on to the worry and the weight of the loss. Now that this part of you is strong enough to keep company with the spirit of those who have passed, providing them comfort as they find peace. See this train begin to move, leaving that part of you behind on the platform with all those emotions and the distress. And as the train picks up speed, feel yourself growing lighter, more at ease, knowing that you've left your worry in a safe place. As you reflect, you bring your awareness back to your body, scanning from head to toe that person on the platform, and rate their sense of distress, and just curiously think, I think that person, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is the highest possible distress, and 0 is calm and at peace, I feel that that person was at an 8 or a 9. So now, take both hands and gently tap your legs, alternating left and right, letting each tap ground you here in the present moment. Stop tapping if a negative thought comes into your mind. Now we're going to think of something pleasant, or you're going to play your favorite music, something that makes you want to dance, something that reminds you of childhood. Maybe you're planning a vacation in your mind, or a place that brings you peace. You can feel free to hum softly on the breaths, turning off the brain, and allowing this gentle vibration to soothe your body and mind. Start playing in your mind the song you like, or the vacation, and just allow your mind to take a vacation from worry, and tapping, breathing in for 6 seconds, and out for 10. Feel free to just picture a puppy in your lap, petting that puppy, whatever it is that you need here. And you can do this practice listening to music on your phone. Just always note from a scale of 0 to 10 where you're sitting before the practice. Tap while you're in the positive, and then allow yourself to reflect every minute or so on where you're sitting now. So you should be coming down into stress level. So if you're at a suds of an 8, after a positive distraction and some tapping, you should feel that you are at a 7 or a 6. If it's not coming down, the positive distraction is not strong enough. Do not tap with a negative, because we do not want to install that negative. We want to leave all of this burden behind. Now take a final deep breath, breathing in calm and strength. Remind yourself that you are here now, whole and ready to face what lies ahead. Remember that the souls of those we love are at peace, and our journey is to honor life, continue forward, and love deeply. Gently open up your eyes when you're ready, feeling lighter and more at ease, and being curious. Curious about those protections that are coming up in your team. Are some feeling fear? Do some have a protector part? Is there someone who's got a people pleaser part? Noticing all the strengths and all the challenges around you. And allowing yourself time to set aside, possibly to do the flash practice with your team. Allow yourself to drum, connecting with the team. Allow yourself to drum songs that you like. Sit outside and notice the sun. Thank you for joining this practice. Please ensure that you take care of you and reach out to the supports that you need. If you do this practice daily, you will be able to let go and empty your cup a little bit for the next time that you need to respond.